Welcome, everyone, to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Melanie Carreri.
And I'm Matthew Jurassic. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, February 10th.
After months of waiting, the new COVID-19 vaccine is here for some college students. About 2,000 Quinnipiac University Health Science students were put on top of the list for Phase 1A in early January after Connecticut began providing vaccines. In the article, students explained their thoughts and experiences on taking the vaccine, including feelings of relief and excitement.
2021 is a year of change for Quinnipiac Dining as it moved to a new mobile ordering system, added a new food station, and appointed a new dining director. These new steps, as well as taking suggestions from the Dining Service Advisory Board, are some of the efforts to improve the overall dining experience at Quinnipiac. While there is much to look forward to, all of these improvements will come with time and mistakes, as there have been numerous mishaps with when food was done, wrong orders, and orders never being processed.
A new year, a new semester, and a new set of guidelines give hope in keeping the Bobcat bubble from popping. Previous rules have been changed to contain the spread of COVID-19, including students being removed from the university if they miss required on-campus tests. Although the university says it's trying its best, students wish more testing days were available during the week and there was more communication from QU administration.
ABC News announced last week that Quinnipiac alum and adjunct professor Ike Ijachi is going to be joining the staff as a multi-platform reporter. After graduating from Quinnipiac in 2014, Ijachi came back 4 years later to teach as an adjunct professor for the journalism department. To some of his students, he's not only a teacher, but a close friend, saying that he is there for them whenever they need him.
In arts and life, not many people with disabilities are represented on television and the media. 7-time Emmy Award winner Dave Stevens and Quinnipiac's Dean of School of Communications Chris Rausch are determined to change this. Ability Media, created by Stevens and Rausch, is a media platform that aims to educate the public about the various talents people with disabilities have. Students working for the program produce articles, podcasts, TV packages, and other forms of media to highlight people who have achieved great things despite their disabilities.
For the longest time, Satine Bernson struggled to put thoughts and images in his head onto paper, calling it the most frustrating thing in the world. Yet, it's the emotions that come with the craft that continue to keep him going and create bigger and better art pieces. He says his inspiration comes from seeing the beautiful things in life, replicating it into his artwork. Read more about Bernson's creative mind on page 7.
Time travel through centuries of New York City history with New York the Novel by Edward Rutherford. Arts and Life editor Emily DeSalvo says that while the book is longer than most textbooks, it tells the story of the Big Apple's biggest moments in time through several compelling characters.
Valentine's Day, the holiday that people either spend with their significant others or alone. For those who spend it alone, staff writer Neha Sinarine says you should spend Valentine's Day as a self-care day, as you deserve to treat yourself once in a while.
In opinion, while Tom Brady continued to make history with his 7th Super Bowl win, there were several women making their own mark in NFL history. Opinion editor Michael Ciccoli takes a deep dive into the women who helped the Bucks win their 2nd Super Bowl, as well as the other trailblazing women who are breaking the gender barrier.
When stuck in quarantine or isolation as the COVID-19 pandemic gets even worse, it's easy to feel alone and anxious. Associate News Editor Nicole McIsaac opens up about how she suffers with anxiety and extends open arms to those facing similar struggles.
In the last 11 months, the U.S. alone has had nearly 500,000 COVID deaths. Arts and Life Editor Emily DeSalvo provides a raw, heartfelt reminder of the importance of being grateful for the lives we have and for taking care of ourselves during the pandemic.
In sports, Taylor House and the Quinnipiac women's ice hockey team were looking for a player to make the whole team better. In comes Taylor Gerard. Since both Taylors have been paired together on the ice, the program has seen nothing but success. Writer Jordan Wolf sat down with both Gerard and House to talk about what led them to come to Quinnipiac, as well as with such little time, this can be their time to shine.
After last year's MAC tournament was canceled due to COVID-19, there is a growing concern that this year's tournament will see a similar fate. On top of that, some teams fear they won't meet the required games to enter, as every week the conference is canceling games. As of now, though, the tournament is set to start on March 8th. You can read more in the latest edition of Three in the Key on page 11 of this week's paper.
Consistency is key, but with an inconsistent schedule, Quinnipiac student athletes are starting to feel fatigued. Quinnipiac has had more than 12 games postponed or canceled, which has led to players' performance hurting. Sports editor Riley Millett talked to several players about how the pauses in play have affected them this season.
And that's all we have for you today. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Melanie Carreri.
And I'm Matthew Jaroncic. Don't forget to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, quchronicle.com. We'll be back with more stories next Wednesday.